When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. They have a monopoly on the bathroom. Let's be real, when they start selling wipes, it's over for everybody. What don't they have at Manscaped? It starts off, you know, with your body parts, your balls and your butt, but it's a lot more than that. They got everything in the bathroom, from the shower with body wash and shampoo and body buffers, to the beard. They have a phenomenal beard trimmer. They have beard combs, beard oil, beard conditioner, all that good stuff. And for your nether regions as well. They have a variety of packages that you can try out, from ones that go from the bathroom to your body to your hair. It doesn't really matter. They've got you covered. They've got a little something for everybody. If you're on the go, they have the go bag as well. They've got travel options. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. You're always going to find a great deal when you use that code at Manscaped. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, welcome to FIGHTFUL. It is June 15th, 2024. It's time for your WWE Clash at the Castle post-show review. We're going to have a lot of backstage news for you guys. Going to have a lot of stuff to talk about. Get those super chats, get those humper chats in. You can do that if you're watching here at youtube.com/FIGHTFUL. Well, welcome, first off. If it's your first time here, you're going to love it here. We've got shows every night of the week. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, ROH, TNA, all that good stuff. Had the TNA pay-per-view last night as well. Just a lot going on in this wrestling world. We're going to be back here in a couple weeks for Forbidden Door as well. Plus a bunch of news. Fightful is where you get probably over half the breaking news in pro wrestling these days. Fightful or FightfulSelect.com. I'll tell you plenty about Fightful Select later on, because we've had a lot of reports in conjunction with this show. We dropped a little talk with AJ Styles yesterday as well, doing all kinds of great stuff here at Fightful. Please leave a thumbs up on this video if you guys don't mind. Drop some fruit in the chat. Drop some fruit emojis in this damn chat, in the comments section, and also in the comments section after the fact. I want to know what you guys liked and didn't like about this show. Very interested to see how you guys are liking this. I spoke to Sami Zayn this week. Corey spoke to AJ Styles this week. Just a ton of moving parts here. Lots of interviews, all that. If you want your question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/FIGHTFUL. Or whether you're watching on YouTube or it's on Twitter, X, Twitch, Facebook, whatever that might be, or listening after the fact, you can go to humperchats.com. That's H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. Yes, hump like a camel and other things that hump. That's what we like here at Fightful. Man, so Corey Brennan is at the post-show presser. I don't know how exactly they're going to handle that with this post-show situation, but I'm sure Denise is going to film the whole thing. She's there in a freelance capacity. I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but also please support our good friend Denise, who is there, flew herself over there on her own dime to do her freelance work. She's going to have a bunch of great content over there, as she always does as well. So even though she's not here on the post-show with us, want to send some love to her, because just incredibly proud of the work that she does. I am so excited to see what you guys liked and didn't like about this show. And Aaron Garcia says, going to Raw Monday, what a show it's looking to be. This is one of those shows that definitely set the stage. Like, we got some looming questions about Otis. We got some looming questions about Damian Priest and a lot of people speculating his health status. Didn't mean to giggle about that. The tag team titles changed hands. You've got CM Punk and Drew McIntyre, a lot of stuff like that. You had a white hot crowd. I really like how they handled SmackDown last night as well by promoting a lot of those matches that were going to happen ahead of time and setting some stuff up. But we got a full SmackDown post show with Alexis Cardoza and Kate for that one. But man, the storytelling as it relates to the main event is something that I am just so happy about, because you've had both guys that have been injured throughout this process. One guy who's been sidelined for an extended period of time, and I can't remember the last time I was as interested in the on-screen of CM Punk, completely separate of whatever fights that he gets into or anything like that. I don't remember the last time I was as interested in what it was that he's doing. Also want to thank our moderator and producer, Luis, who will be collecting your super chats, your humper chats, all that good stuff. Pretty soon, I got to give that guy StreamYard access. That way, that way he can queue up some of my stuff. But he's doing that, so we will read your comments, questions as we get to them. Let's go ahead and talk about the kickoff show. Man, 2-hour kickoff show, huh? Okay, I mean, listen, if you're doing it just to do it, why not? You got Big E out there earning his pay as he is still under contract, and it's always great to see him. Kevin Owens doing some analyzing and stuff like that. You'll see like the clips that they work in. The video editing department's working overtime these days. They're actually doing great video packages and stuff that we once loved. And like, listen, I don't have to tell you guys again, but I'm gonna. The production in WWE has just seen a massive improvement. A massive improvement over what it had under Kevin Dunn. From prepared videos to camera angles to lighting to everything, it looks better. And for those of you asking about the health status of Damian Priest, rather, we will work to find out. And again, any notes that we can add from whatever type of post-show thing happens, I know that our moderator, Luis, will certainly include. Mr. Acosta says, a great show. Once again, I was sports entertained. Yeah, I was sports entertained. I had a good time watching the show. Didn't mind it. But one thing that will be discussed, Adrian Carpenter says, I'm sorry, the show lost me with a number of botches in ring, and the production lost me. It ruined the show for me. If this were AEW, the internet would bury the show. Yeah, I do feel like there would be an awful lot more criticism over a lot of the snafus and things like that if this were another company. So let's jump right into the I Quit match, Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. First off, I just want to talk about this promo last night that AJ Styles knocked out of the park. He said, you quit WWE, you went to Ring of Honor, you quit there, you went to New Japan, you quit there, you even started your own company and quit there. To be fair, AJ Styles did also quit WWE Developmental, TNA, ROH, and New Japan. He quit those places as well. But I mean, when you're a heel, I think you can probably get away with you being a hypocrite of some sort. Now, granted, did he have good reasons to quit those places? In many of those instances, yes. Because, you know, there was the whole ROH issue for sure. WWE, he had personal reasons as to why he didn't want to be in developmental, which I think are completely understandable. And the TNA thing, he just wanted them to pay him as much as he was making prior, didn't even want to raise, and they couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Couldn't and wouldn't aren't the same. But I love that promo. I don't care that it's a little hypocritical. He's a heel, man. That's what he's to do. Cody Rhodes is always on fire with these promos. And you know, the white meat babyface thing didn't work for him in AEW, but it works here. And it's continued to work here. And you will hear me complain later in this show about title shots being granted where they weren't earned. And I know it's pro wrestling. You can make up a reason for anything, but a lot of times they don't make up a reason for it, right? Like a lot of times they leave that logic hole wide open. With AJ Styles, they didn't. He went to Nick Aldis and he said, yeah, I want a title shot again. I want that opportunity. And Nick Aldis said, listen, you're a legend, but you got to get at the back of the line. And he says, I'm not getting at the back of the line. Although he said it far more respectfully prior than when he did this. Basically, he baited Cody Rhodes into the title shot, which is, you know, not that unlike what we saw Chad Gable do. But that being said, AJ Styles did it, and it wasn't stretched out to the level of which Gable's were. We'll get there. So early into the match, we get the Mama Rhodes distraction, and I go, oh, she distracted so Cody Rhodes could blade. Now, the blood just seemed to go away. It didn't seem like a consistent pouring of blood. Now, granted, I've never bladed. I ain't never gonna blade. Maybe it was just a small incision, so to speak, but a lot of people were suggesting it was like the movie makeup blood, you know? I'll work to find out a little bit, but a little assist there while they set that up at the very least. I love that in these types of matches, we go out of the in-ring setting, even though we eventually go back. They were fighting in the hallway. I liked the change of setting there. The Cody chants were deafening. There was the spot where AJ got the belt out and was safely but also viciously doing the he was whipping him with a belt. Now, I have long been against camera cuts, camera zooms, etc. On stuff like this where it's abundantly clear on camera that you're protecting your opponent, I feel like those are important. So if you're going to use the constant camera cuts, do it on this where it's clear in at least the first few spots that that AJ is taking care of Cody. You know what I mean? If we're talking about general strikes and kicks and stuff, well, I mean, then just do something else. Do another move that doesn't require you to do those zooms. But I thought here it actually made sense. There was a long ass chain on those handcuffs. I know Luis had added that to my notes, but I think he kind of had to do that there, although he could have just went under the legs there. Cody Rhodes gets chained up with the handcuffs and just gets his ass whipped by kendo sticks and chairs. And I love what they played off of, because once the world saw that Mama Rhodes was in town for this show and on the same flight as Cody, people said, all right, AJ's going to go over there. He's going to threaten Cody's mom and Cody will quit. And I mean, the reality is, I don't think his mom would want him to quit. I don't know his mom, but I think it would have been funny if his mom was like, don't be a little bitch, you better not quit. Instead, she just slapped the shit out of AJ. Slapped him. AJ gets hooked to the ring ropes and gets the tar beaten out of him. And I love that when they put the mic down there, he said, screw you, Cody Rhodes. But Cody said, all right, I'm going to go get these big ass stairs then. AJ saw the stairs and he said, that's it. I'm done. I'm good. And Mama Rhodes was endorsing it, as Luis points out. Oh my God. Fantastic. I really enjoyed this match. Our good partners at BetOnline.ag, I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. Trusted online for over 25 years, highest limits that you can. They got the highest credit card acceptance as well, but not just wrestling. And yeah, you might say, wait, I can bet on wrestling. Oh yeah, you can bet on wrestling, and you could have made a little bit of money tonight. We'll talk about some of my picks, even though I didn't have any locks for tonight. All my picks hit. I'll say that all my picks hit tonight, including my underdog pick, but I was quick to note in our Discord on Fightful Select, I didn't have locks for any of those. But Bet Online, you could have made a little bit of money off of a couple of these, but Cody was a massive minus 3,000 favorite. AJ was a plus 900. However, feasibly, with almost all of these, with the betting odds, you could have seen a situation where either
like somebody could have won on almost any of these matches. And this is another one. A lot of people thought that AJ was going to win this by utilizing and manipulating Mama Rhodes at a plus 900 favorite for BetOnline AG. Didn't end up happening, but I love that Cody showed that edge afterwards. Cody hit him with the stairs, hit AJ with the stairs. I like that. We need to see that edge out of Cody sometimes, because AJ would have done that to Cody. That's how it would have worked. Now, as Cody's making his way up the ramp, or the entrance way, rather, Solo Sikoa attacks. Now, this is something that has been bubbling, and I just want to say, by the way, people in the chat that are dropping the press conference notes, I appreciate that. You all ain't got to watch it. We're going to have notes here. Hopefully I don't get sent another wheel of cheese or anything based on anything that's said here. And hopefully Damian gives an update on his health status. But the Solo Sikoa elephant in the room type of situation as to when he's going after Cody has sort of been looming. And I would like to see Solo Sikoa take on Cody. I would like it to make sense, and I think that this is setting the table. We've got the new bloodline, and this kills a little bit of time. Solo faces Cody, doesn't win the title at Money in the Bank, perhaps, and then Roman comes back, hopefully. Speculation, not a report. Now, I've had a lot of people say, well, what about Jacob Fatu? And by the way, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens make the save. KE775 says, you think they do Kevin, Randy, and Kev or Cody versus Bloodline at Money in the Bank, then Cody versus Solo at SummerSlam, or just do Cody versus Solo at Money in the Bank and have Roman return? I hope it's Cody Solo at Money in the Bank, but if they ended up doing a six-man tag, I think that a six-man tag works a lot better on SmackDown. Man, listen, like I look at SmackDown right now, and it's like, even though the numbers on the ratings are okay, like, the buzz around it isn't as good. Like, the tweets don't do the same engagement. The post shows don't get as much attention. But it's just, it's one of those things where I think they need to add some juice to SmackDown. And it sucks right now when you're missing Rhea and Charlotte, and you're missing... my God, you're missing Roman, Rock, and Seth, and Becky. Like, there's a lot of people that are sidelined right now. I think you do the six-man tag, but you do that on SmackDown, for sure. Also, a lot of people have been asking about Jacob Fatu. So, here's what I'm going to say. I am not in the assumption business, so I'll provide what information I kind of can and have. I would encourage you guys, go to his cage match and look at the last time, if ever, he worked outside the United States. I couldn't find one. I couldn't find an instance of Jacob Fatu working out of the U.S. Well, where was Backlash? It was in France. Where was King of the Ring? It was in Saudi Arabia. Where was this show? It was in Scotland. Where's the next show? In Canada. I don't know why you would debut him if he didn't have the ability to work outside the United States. Now, I can't say for certain that he has that restriction. However, I find it very hard to believe that he would not have been booked outside the United States by now if eligible. So there you go. I Make Beats sends a Humper Chat over at humperchats.com. Did you see the Kofi poopy diaper animated video? It was hilarious. I do not miss Kevin Dunn. This new production is so much better. Pardon me. Says, it all feels a lot more natural. Priest wrote Botch looked like a spot. He's main event worthy. All rise for El Campeon. I've been banging that drum for Damian Priest since he was Punishment Martinez in ROH. Since I saw a match between he and Leo Rush, who I am very, very happy that Leo Rush is back in the fold at AEW. Very happy about that. I love the Kofi video. That was a fun one on the pre-show. The production is just significantly better. Significantly better. QR code for the new Wyatt family, Wyatt 6. How about this, guys? As things stand, unless something massive happens at the post show that requires some sort of breaking news article, I will be posting an update on Wyatt family, Wyatt 6, whatever the hell it's going to be called, on FightfulSelect.com. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. I know a lot of you are going to say, why would I post, or why would I pay for wrestling news? You would stutter like that too. You'd go, why would I post? I mean, pay. You would do that. I meant to do that. You would not mean to do that if you say that sort of thing.
Why would I pay for wrestling news?
Well, because it's accurate. It is abundant. It is often. If you ever have any questions about the stories, you can drop in there and say, hey, what's up with this? Clarify this detail. We're happy to. It's not a secondhand or aggregation or anything like that. And you get Q&As every week. You get access to our Discord. So if you don't like, you know, Twitter or Facebook or Threads or whatever, we've got a wonderful community, a no drama community over on FightfulSelect.com. We've had this for over 6 years. We have not raised the price once yet. That was very, very important to me that we keep that at as an affordable price point as possible for FightfulSelect.com. You're going to enjoy it. Come over there and you can ask me questions about the stories. So there you go. We would really appreciate your business. And also, you can get early access to our interviews and all kinds of stuff on the $10 tier as well. Apex says, Rock is the true leader of Solo's bloodline? That's what I would hypothesize, right? Because what we have seen out of Solo is him saying, oh, I've talked to Roman. He didn't say what Roman said to him, right? Right? Not that I know of. We don't know if Solo is claiming that he's like talked some sense into him. You know what I mean? We don't know the context of that conversation. Well, we do know some context around Alba Fire. Now listen. Oh man. Alba Fire, wonderful woman. Met her, did media with her. Such a joy. Unfortunately, lost her mother, who was visiting her in Orlando recently, who was struck by a vehicle. So first and foremost, I want to send love to her family and her friends and all the people affected there. I'm pretty sure plenty of people in wrestling knew her mother as well. And a loss like that, I'm sure, is just insurmountable. And just, you can't recover from something like that, right? So the fact that she is out there performing, I have just the utmost respect for her for that. And that cannot be easy. So I want to make sure I send love to Alba Fire's family and her as well. Limited interactions with Alba, but universally positive and just a splendid person to do media with. Oh, man. It's heartbreaking. It's very heartbreaking. However, she won a world championship along with her longtime partner, Isla Dawn. I love this decision. Now, it's not going to be without criticisms. WWE should have built Alba and Isla. They have just parked them on the bench for a long time. And there's a good chance that maybe they lose these titles back to Bianca and Jade. Bianca and Jade, minus 1,500 betting favorites. Alba and Isla were plus 550. You could have made some money on that one. And this was the one underdog pick that I had on our Discord. I was like, I don't feel that confident about it, but I couldn't see them going 0-3, right? I couldn't see them going 0-3 on this. Mikor Astro Nick says, what was the betting line for that from BetOnline AG? I bet someone made out like a bandit today. If they bet on that, for sure. And Zoe and Shayna were plus 1,400, by the way. I Make Beats says, what an unpredictable night. Went against my gut. Was so wrong. Really enjoyed this show. Feel bad for Jade, but thought she recovered really well. Match of the night with Sammy and Chad. P.S. Chelsea is the MVP when she came out in that mask. Oh, we'll talk about that later. But Rock Hard Joel Wood says, the hate that Jade Cargill getting dismisses the notion that WWE isn't getting criticized fairly. A lot of unnecessary hate. Listen, if you're being weird about it, then yes, it's unnecessary hate. However, there was a 3-minute period of this match that was just snake bitten. And it was rough spot after rough spot and missed move and footwork being off and all that stuff. The first bit of this I thought was very good. And then the last several minutes, it kind of fell apart. I loved Alba's dive to the outside. Just loved it. I thought that looked really, really good. But like as this started and I heard that pop, obviously they're in Scotland, right? But you got to build these people. You had title matches on this show, by the way, whether there's story or not. You had title matches on this show between AJ, who just got one and lost and goaded his way into it, Alba and Isla, who I don't think had won on TV in like a year, and then Chad Gable in his fifth Intercontinental title match that had to goad Sami Zayn into it as well. So I'm like, listen, let's make winning and losing matter. Let's do that. Because this win certainly mattered. This one was very important to them. This was very important to the audience there. Jared says, you and Denise looked at me crazy when I said Alba and Isla would win and Drew would lose on the Monday post show. Sending a super chat to gloat. Did I? Whatever you said may have subconsciously changed my mind, because by the time Friday rolled around, I did put Alba and Isla as my pick on Discord. Just because I thought they had to have at least one person win. So there were some rough spots, like the Zoe and Bianca superplex. shout out to you, Jared. But the Zoe and Bianca superplex took forever to set up. Then they got there and it ended up being all right. Right. Like it's all right. But it was looking rough. You had the Jade botch where she fell off the top rope, and sometimes that happens. The 450 ended up with knees right in Shayna's spine. I mean, listen, the move hit. So you can say, like, unusual accident there. Just not the way it was intended to break up that pin. There was a bad cover attempt, like where Jade was waiting to pin at the end and had to awkwardly wait a little bit. It was just, it was a miscommunication. Like an error induced situation towards the end there. And that's unfortunate. But what is fortunate is it seemed like the win overshadowed all that. Like that's what I saw most people talking about, which very rarely do you see a match with this many, like, you know, snafus or, you know, missed timings or something like that. And there's a lot of ingredients involved. There's a lot of ingredients involved. Did she tap out? Like, I didn't see that one. Maybe I was firing off a tweet or something. I missed that. If so, damn, man, that's a bummer. Yeah, there were a lot in this. The last few minutes were not good. It was just one thing after another. And in a match with six people, there's a lot more choreography at stake. There's a lot of people saying she was tapping. One person said clawing. Looks like she tapped out a few times. Y'all ever heard of the old Brazilian tap? So in MMA and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, sometimes you'll do the fake tap, or like you'll tap somewhere where you know the ref won't see, but you hope your opponent will let go. Or you'll do the one and hope that it doesn't get called type of thing. Jade did the two taps and had the pause, then paused again. Okay. Thank you to our Thank you to our moderator, Luis, for that. I'm going to ban this goofball in here that keeps saying goofy stuff. Auntie Collins says, controversial opinion, but crowds are better in the UK. Auntie Collins, I don't, by the way, great friend of the show, Auntie Collins. I don't think that's a controversial opinion at all. Like, I mean, even back TNA would go visit there and they would have white hot crowds. The crowds are starred for wrestling there. And somebody said it looked like Jane was actually choking. She might have been. It might have been her way, which, I mean, the way that I was always taught, and it could be different, if somebody is legit in a move and they want you out of it, they'll pinch you. Which maybe that's a little more old school. I don't know. Parsaith says, I just want to say I trained at the same school as Alba, and she's always been a wonderful person, thinking of her right now. Well, thank you for sharing that experience as well. So, man, I bet that was a great experience. I'd love to hear more about that if you want to drop us a line, but nothing but good experiences with her. Nothing but good experiences. I'll tell you what else I have great experiences with. NordVPN. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Some notes from the post-show presser. Wade Barrett says that CM Punk should get fired. Damian Priest says that his ankle's in bad shape, but hasn't seen a doctor yet. Told Drew to grow up, shut his mouth, get back to work. Punk appeared in a Celtic FC hoodie, brought donuts. Jesus. Says that he would skip Raw to get evaluated for his injury and announced the news on SmackDown. He was only cleared today for referee duties. Chad Gable against Sami Zayn. Another underdog win. Sami Zayn a plus 110. Chad Gable a minus 150 for BetOnline.ag. Here was my...
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Line of thinking for this match. First off, Chad Gable got this title shot via nefarious means. He got this title shot because Sami Zayn is such a good guy that he didn't want to see the Alpha Academy abused verbally, mentally, physically, emotionally, all that stuff, and wanted to get back at Chad Gable, right? So he got manipulated into this by a bad person. He got worked into a shoot, so to speak. This is Chad Gable's fifth IC title match since like last August. So this has got to be his last one. But I think that adds to the story. For a guy that's been coaching all these people and abusing all these people within the story, and not within the story, I mean, that's just what's going on. He's threatened to hit one with a belt and running into them and berating them. He is a verbally abusive coach, borderline unphysically abusive coach that can't win like he says that he can. He helped Sammy win and then became jealous of that, but he can't win it. So at this point, outside of Otis's allegiance, as he mentioned, because he lost Mandy Rose, he lost Money in the Bank, he lost Tucker. Maxine Dupree lost the models, lost her brother, lost all that stuff. Akira Tozawa bounced around. I would love to hear Maxine highlight that too. She should say, I lost literally everybody I showed up with. That's why their allegiance is there, and they're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. They have seen that. They have seen that. And Chad Gable getting this title shot and losing it, I think, adds so much to the story. And when Chad Gable was challenging Gunther, I kept saying, or Gunther, or whatever the hell they want to call him this week, I kept saying, man, I just think the real story for Chad Gable isn't winning the Intercontinental title. I think it's in not winning the Intercontinental title and somebody else doing it. And that ended up happening with Sami Zayn. Now, I didn't know when that was going to happen, but it happened at Mania. And now look at everybody, how everybody emerged from that storyline, the way they crafted it. Gunther, King of the Ring, challenging for the world title at SummerSlam. Sami Zayn, Intercontinental Champion, winning matches, elevated. Not near where he was during the Bloodline, but still elevated where he was 5-6 months ago. Look at Chad Gable, elevated. People are interested in him. They're invested in him. Look at Otis. People are so ripe for this turn. Maxine Dupree, more over than she's been. Akira Tozawa, listen, I don't know what's going to happen with him in this situation, but he's getting that sympathy. Phenomenal wrestler. Would love to see that utilized a little bit more. But everybody's more over because of this story. I think it's been really, really well produced. And I think the story for Chad Gable is he and Otis. That's the story. As KE775 says, what do you think is next for Sammy and Gable? Do you think we see Creed and Ivy join him soon? What do you think is next? Yeah, I think that we should see Ivy and the Creeds turn on everybody around there and turn heel. Ivy needs something. The feud with Maxine ain't going anywhere, right? Give her another partner. You can maybe have Maxine work with her on live events and stuff, but the Creeds need something. Last time we saw them, they got squashed. And then Sammy can have Otis and Tozawa with him, and Otis can feud with Gable, and the Creeds can have more edge. Whew, let me tell you, I was just glad that that Chad Gable was okay, that he landed right on the top of his head on that suplex. And that is the type of suplex and the type of landing that can pose you problems way down the line. It's something where you get back and you go, man, you know, my neck doesn't feel good. And you start to try to pop it. Next thing you know, you've realize you've got a cracked vertebrae. So hopefully he's okay there. But this was a lot more story than it was match. And that's okay here. The Maxine Otis drama was drawn out pretty heavily. And I know over on Sour Graps on FightfulSelect.com, our good friends Alex and Kate, who do their own post show, I know that for like weeks they've been saying it's too drawn out. I feel like doing it every single week is drawn out. If the turn doesn't happen Monday, I don't know how it, like for me, I won't just be like, all right, already. What are we doing? How much longer are we going to do this? Now, I do think my contemporaries wanted a little bit of immediacy there that I didn't necessarily need. But if it doesn't happen Monday, I'm like, what the hell are we doing? Why are we waiting on this? So we see this drama with Maxine, and Sammy almost runs into her, and Chad Gable wants her to use the chair and all that stuff, and she's hesitating to do it. She doesn't want to be a bad person, and Otis is putting off Otis is putting off using or helping out Chad Gable in that capacity as well, because he doesn't want to be a bad person. Sammy's been good to him. He wants to be good to Sammy as well. He's torn here. But when Maxine gets knocked over, he's not torn anymore. That's his concern. He doesn't owe anybody an allegiance over Maxine, because Maxine's never done anything bad to him, ever. So he picks up Maxine, carries her to the back, and Chad Gable loses. And I love the decision to have Chad Gable lose. I just think that it is so much more fruitful for this story. And now, because I feel like it is very important in WWE to have hot storylines without titles or title implications. It's what we have with Chad Gable and Otis now. It's what we have with CM Punk and Drew McIntyre now. It's what we will likely have with Bloodline Civil War whenever that comes about. It's something that I wanted on AEW as well, and we got with Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo. For a while, we got it with Hangman and Swerve as well. It's important, and then when somebody emerges from this white-hot feud, they can go into a title program, and they're going to hopefully be over and have won in that situation. Today's show, per WWE, is the largest WWE arena gate record ever. Good for them. Terry Allen Jr., good friend, says, glad Alba won for the family. Yeah, Triple H had said at the post show that he's happy for Alba to have this moment tonight after that tragedy. Says that she and Isla earned that because they worked so hard. Oh, boy. Bayley was a minus 3,000 favorite over Piper Niven, who is a plus 900 underdog. Piper Niven, another situation where I'm like, okay, bunch of title matches on this show for people who didn't get booked in a reason to have them. And before anybody says, why didn't you say that about AEW? I say it about AEW. I say it about TNA. I don't usually need to say it about New Japan because it doesn't happen a lot there. But you knew this show was coming up. You had it on the books for months. Book Piper Niven to win matches. Book Alba and Isla to win matches. This wasn't like something you booked on a few days' notice. You knew this show was coming. So BetOnline AG was right on the money on this one. Chelsea got tossed out, and Chelsea was an MVP in this match. Chelsea comes running back out to the ring in a mask. Zombie Jesus 1987 says, who is that mysterious luchadora that tried to interfere during Bayley versus Piper Niven? Is she under contract? I saw on commentary, they claimed it was La Luchadora, who has been played by Mickey James, Deonna Purrazzo, Becky Lynch, and Alexa Bliss. And I guess now you can lay claim to Chelsea Green as well. I'm surprised La Luchadora never got picked up on the indies like The Patriot or Doink or something. That's an easy little cheap one to pop a couple people. Is she under contract, La Luchadora? She is. She is. That was such a funny ass moment. God, that was such a funny moment. Bailey ended up hitting the Bailey to belly from the ropes. One of my favorite spots was the rose plant, and then Piper turns it around into that Michinoku driver. This was just a really fundamentally sound match, and I thought they played it well. Piper was not going to be the one to win here. I do feel like they could have switched the placements of this, right? Like, they could have had the women's tag title match here. That way you didn't go, you know, back to back on Scottish wrestlers losing. But that being said, that's like a minor thing to complain about. I thought that it ended up working out really well. I liked that Bailey ended up using that crucifix driver. So for those that didn't see, she goes up for the crucifix pin. It looks like Piper Niven's going to hold on to her for sort of the Samoan drop, but more like the fall-away slam that Tatanka used to do back in the day, where they would effectively have him crucifixed instead of just a lift and a drop. And Bailey did the crucifix driver to her and got the pin. I'll tell you something that I really liked about that pin as well. You could see Piper's right shoulder coming up, and Bailey did exactly what she should have done and hooked deep on that right leg to keep that shoulder down and to hide it from the ref if needed. That way the ref didn't look bad. She didn't look bad. Piper didn't look bad. The whole crew didn't look bad based on the fact that her shoulder could have been up there. So a really, really good pin. And after I went on that rant about that terrible schoolboy roll-up from Miz on Akam on Monday, I was so happy to see this good pin. Put your weight on the legs or hook the leg. Do something like that. It's very important. Always hook the leg if you can. Always do it. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. I am here to answer your questions, to read your statements, give you backstage news, anything that you guys want to know about from behind the scenes that I've got some details on. I got your back. Here to talk about it. Here to give you some info. Right now, I'm going to give you some info on how to get your penis hard.
My friends, you know we always care about your performance at Fightful, and we want to keep that performance at a main event level. And you can with Blue Chew and the code Fightful. The same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a much more affordable option. Blue Chew is ready whenever you are or whenever you're not. Helps give you that extra motivation. That way you can make sure that your performance is at a championship level. You go online to BlueChew.com, and when approved by our online physicians, you get that confidence. You get that performance. And you get it shipped straight to your door. No awkward conversations with the doctor. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. All that stuff. You use that code Fightful. Get your first shipment free. That's how confident that they are that they're going to make you confident. What do you have to lose? BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
Turn your little Jimmy into a big Jim, a hillbilly Jim, so to speak. You don't want to go messing with a country boy. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. After we leave this show, I'll be heading over to FightfulSelect.com and posting the story about the Wyatt family, Wyatt Six. So get those subscriptions in. $5 a month. Let me just break that down for you. Say there's 4 weeks in a month, right? $1.25 a week. $1.25 a week. And you get all the wrestling exclusive news you could want, Q&As, podcasts, Discord. It's wonderful. FightfulSelect.com. We've got such a wonderful community there. And honestly, that's the most direct way to support us is by doing that, spreading the word and all that. But hey, Zach Schimmel, who helped set up the Discord, says the Discord rules. Discord is the main reason why I'm still on social media. I had some people there that are like, hey, we're glad you like it here, but please keep tweeting. But gave me some very useful feedback. You might notice I'm a little less abrasive to doofuses on Twitter these days. It's because of the wonderful people in Discord who show me that sometimes it just ain't worth it. But it's always worth it on our Discord. It's really great. We've got Live spoiler threads. We got a Q&A over there as well. It's a good time, man. I didn't know shit about Discord until I got on that. Somebody's like, what's Discord? It's an app. It's got a bunch of channels and all that. But somebody says, can somebody send me the Discord link? No, you got to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. And then there are instructions you can search within. So John Wick says, who are your 6 to 8 people for both Money in the Bank matches? Man, off the top of my head, Jey Uso, Ludwig Kaiser, Sheamus. Braun Breaker, I feel like, would be a good one because he doesn't have to take a pin to lose it. And Adam Pearce could kind of hold that over his head, like, you had your chance. You didn't win. Drew, I think Punk costing Drew again would be good. That would be fun. And then you got to have a couple high flyers in there as well. Got to have a couple high flyers. On the women's side, Tiffany, Bianca. I wouldn't put Jade in that one. Not right now. Piper and Chelsea, both of them, working together to win Money in the Bank. EO again would be good. And then a dark horse, like an Ivy or something like that. World Heavyweight Championship match. Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre. Drew was a minus 225 favorite. Damian Priest, a plus 160 underdog. Half of the card, underdogs won tonight. CM Punk interfering was a minus 300 for yes and a plus 200 for no. So if you watched our shows this week when we talked about the BetOnline AG stuff, especially myself and Alex Pawlowski on Wednesday, we said those two can't coexist. So we were like, put money on one or the other, or maybe both. Because if Punk is favored to interfere here, which he did at minus 300, then Drew ain't winning. Because Punk's not going to show up there and get one-upped. And for those of you that don't know, the minus is the favorite. Basically, if you bet $100, you win minus $225. That's how much you win if you bet $100. And the plus is you got to bet that amount to win $100. I make bets as I best my predictions off Bet Online and was wrong. I mean, sometimes that's what they're hoping for, right? That's what they're hoping for. Damian Priest wins. We got a glimpse of Broken Dreams in the video package for and all that. I was hopeful that they would do that for his entrance, though. I know they did it for the last Clash at the Castle. But still, like, I feel like it is. Somebody says you got the betting reverse there. No, I didn't. So you bet or you pay $160 and you win $100 if it's the like the plus 160 on Damian Priest. And if you bet $100 on actually, OK, yes, I did. You're right. You're right. I did. The minus 225 is, you know what? I'm just going to give up on it. I explained it. It's the reverse of what I explained. I'm going to talk about the match now and just not waste anybody else's time. Just Google it at this point. You're right, Michael Spillane. Sorry for being a dickhead. but yes, Drew was a favorite. He lost. But goddamn, I love sports betting. Jared says, if Damian's ankle leg was busted during that match, he definitely earned that big contract because that was his best match to date. They were about 3 days from letting his deal, not letting his deal expire, but from it expiring back in February. He re-signed back in February. That was under the previous talent relations guy. And he had Money in the Bank then as well. Now he says, that, and he had even told us this, there was no real discussion of him leaving. He wanted to stay. FightfulSelect.com reported all that contract stuff, and fortunately he stayed, and it's paid off for him, world champion. I wanted to see Broken Dreams. I feel like that crowd knew all the words, right? Like at the previous Clash of the Castle, they knew some of the words. This audience would have known all the words. That ankle spot with Damian Priest was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Eddie Melendez says they should have pulled an audible and had Drew win. We could all tell Priest fractured or hurt his foot. Give Drew his moment. Now there will be a tournament for the title. Utterly deflating. So I want to say this. If Damian Priest is hurt, what guts, what balls, what moxie on that guy to finish the match? If he's not hurt, what a great sell job. Either way, I'm looking at Damian Priest coming out of this and going, he is exactly who you thought he was. WWE, when you re-signed Damian Priest, he is who you thought he was. He is a tough son of a bitch who is either going to work through an injury right there or make you think that he's injured. Either way, whatever the outcome, this man did his job and did it to a fantastic way. Like fantastic. A top rope Hurricane Rana with a broken whatever leads me to believe he's selling, but I don't have that information as of yet. And apparently he didn't either. Also, yes, Chad Gable re-signed. We'll talk about that too. We'll talk about that after this match. I'll ask Luis to put that in our notes. But based on what I saw from that spot, I'm like, I think it was a planned spot. Yana says, people love the world heavyweight title by the end of the year with the feud storyline surrounding it. Not the WWE title, but it should be seen as a legit world title. So, Yana, here is something that I mentioned, and I wish they would do, because it's pro wrestling. It ain't real, and you can do it. I wish WWE, whether it be Triple H or whoever is at the helm, clean up the title lineages. I feel like that's important. And I know I'm talking about this during this match, but it's a world heavyweight title match. Just say this has the same lineage as the previous world heavyweight title and the WCW title. Outside of all that 1999 to 2001 bullshit, that title carries prestige. It's the big gold belt. It's clearly inspired by it. It's got the same name that emerged from it. So just say it's the same thing. Cruiserweight title, even though it's not around anymore. The NXT Cruiserweight title and the one they came and did in 2016, just say it's the same title from WCW. The U.S. title's the same one, been the same one the whole way, right? Just say it's the same thing. Legitimately, it would not even bother me if they would have said that the U.K. title was the European title from back in the day. The tag team titles are all messed up, man. Just way messed up. New Japan, oh my God, that title is so screwed up. So screwed up. The Digital Media Championship in TNA, just say it's a continuation of the TV title, which was also the Legends title and King of the Mat, all that stuff. Just clean these lineages up, man. It's not real. You can do it. So I mentioned that top rope Hurricane Rana. Damian Priest kicks out of the Claymore. Great spot. Then there's a ref bump. Whew. So, let's talk about this phenomenal camera work. Holy cow, this camera work. We see a ref running down to the ring. We see the one, the two, and it's the back of the head. We know, but it was still expertly done. Dream Ninja says the camera work for Punk's run-in was freaking amazing. Thought it was Danilo running down until he stopped counting at two. Brilliant show. It was such a phenomenal spot. And they showed a video on WWE's Twitter that highlighted, it showed CM Punk going up to Jessica Carr during that spot and saying, hey, do you have a ref shirt? Do you have a ref shirt? And she's like, yeah, I do. What do you need it for? He's like, don't worry about that. Oh, phenomenal. And then you see the look. And you know it's happening. And it does happen. CM Punk has screwed Drew McIntyre. I think that this story gains so much from a company from like a helping the company perspective without the title. Because now, whenever it is that you do the match, you're still going to have a WWE title match, a World Heavyweight title match, and what you'll also have is CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. It doesn't need the title. And the title doesn't need them. So what you get out of this is Damian Priest getting a win over one of the top stars in the company, rubbing up against CM Punk. What's going to happen with Judgment Day? Damian Priest has to look ahead to who's winning Money in the Bank and are they going to come after me like I was coming after everybody? The tables are turning a little bit on Damian Priest, so I like that. Now, hear me out. I think Drew McIntyre should beat CM Punk. But now, they're probably going to do... I don't see this as a one-off match either. I think they probably both get wins there. I feel like Drew should win the first one. Unless CM Punk pulls the wool over his eyes and screws him again. Whew. White hot. K775 says, big question, who wins at SummerSlam, Drew or Punk? I don't know if it's going to be at SummerSlam. I can hope that it's at SummerSlam, though. Maddie says, how many more times can they ruin a UK show and screw Drew in the main event? Seems unfair at this point. Well, that's a part of this. It's a part of the story, I think, is that this happened to him again. He didn't pray for this. And I see somebody saying it would elevate the World Heavyweight Championship more than a Balor Priest title match. Sure, but it's already the World Heavyweight Championship. I do see your point. But also, Gunther's probably about to win that damn thing. New Lack City says, pretty good, not great show, but there were some weird booking choices that took my enjoyment away. Having a two-hour pre-show with no matches makes no sense. Hope Priest is okay. F CM Punk. Love you, SRS, but going to check out the Sour Grap Society, too. Well, hey, we encourage all of you to check out the Sour Grap Society. If you're, like, when we finish up here in a few minutes, go over to FightfulSelect.com. They'll still be on the air doing their show as I just knocked my damn phone off of my table here. Rock Hard Joel Woods says, to me, as soon as I saw the shoes, I knew it was, but still masterful camera work. Man, few things get me as pumped in wrestling as like next level production and just that reveal. I love that reveal. I'm with you, Joel. I knew it was him, but I love that it happened. Vincent says, don't know who else it could be, but I don't see Priest versus Gunther as the match at SummerSlam. It could be whoever challenges Priest at Money in the Bank or whoever wins Money in the Bank. It could be either one of those. Last call, guys. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Chad Gable re-signed. He confirmed that to Gorilla Position this week. So I'll give you that timeline of events. A couple of weeks ago, I heard his deal was coming up June 7th. And that both AEW were interested in him. There had been talks about him possibly being there, or not being there, about them wanting to bring him in, but that WWE was expected to make a good offer and he was going to stay. So by that Monday of last week, he got booked for this show. So it was pretty evident he had re-signed. I'm glad he went and confirmed it, but there have been people that are there that are working on like with or without a contract, or at least that's their claim. Not on the wrestling side of things, though. But I'm very glad that Chad Gable's staying there. There's a great story on the horizon for him. I don't know what they would have had him do in AEW, but if you look at AEW right now, sure, they brought in like Ospreay and they brought in Mercedes and stuff like that. It looks like Lio Rush is back in the fold there. But they let like 15 people go or their deals expire this year. Like, whether they be active on-screen talent or, you know, personalities per se, they have consolidated a lot more of their roster, which I think that they kind of needed to do as well. Nicholas McClymont says, what a show. Cody and AJ delivering back-to-back match of the year classics. Also non-wrestling related. T. Higgins signed his tag. Yes, he did. If you guys want to ever hear me talk about the Cincinnati Bengals as a Bengals season ticket holder that doesn't know a lot about football but loves it, check out Common Bengals W. I've got that on Twitter. I've got the domain, commonbengalsw.com, and it goes to my YouTube show that I do here and there. Just chatting fun about the Cincinnati Bengals, man. I love it. I love it. FightfulSelect.com. We are going to have a story on the Wyatt family, Wyatt Six, very soon. This week, we had a bunch of breaking news. We had the Dijak contract news. We had Jeff Hardy's contract expiring. Man, we had an update on Chad Gable, free agents that are planned for Collision, AEW talent that was backstage at NXT, TNA talent that NXT is interested in, details on Hangman Page's AEW return, AEW being in talks with the Grizzled Young Vets. We had a confirmation on Gigi Dolan's injury, Ricochet contract updates. We spoke to Jordan Grace, AJ Styles, AJ Francis, Sami Zayn, and Mance Warner directly. Lots of great stuff here at Fightful and FightfulSelect.com. I just want to say I thank you guys so much. Follow me on Twitter at Sean Ross Sapp. I haven't given up on it yet. I've scaled back my use on Twitter, especially outside of during shows, but you can always find me at FightfulSelect.com and over on that Discord. But I just want to say thank you guys for joining us. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please comment on this video. Leave us a nice review on podcast platforms everywhere. That helps people find us. Like if you go over to Apple and leave a nice 5-star review, that goes a long way. Justin says, I hope I pronounced that right. It says, Wade Barrett being furious at Punk and Triple H adds to the story. I see Barrett confronting Punk on SmackDown. Maybe becomes a part of their story. I hope so. I think that he being involved in storylines would be exceptional, to be honest with you. I think it would go a long way in telling that story. So I would be all for Wade Barrett doing that. Listen, that guy hasn't wrestled in like 8 years. But from a character standpoint, you know he can get that thing done, man. You know he can do it. Thank you all so much. I want to thank our sponsors, BlueChew.com and the code Fightful, NordVPN.com/Fightful, BetOnlineAG, and Manscaped, code Fightful. Guys, we are back here on Monday talking WWE Monday Night Raw. I'll have the Backstage Report podcast on Fightful Select. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.